who are now the former slaves? What are they? What will the freedmen become? What kind of new constitution will you craft for this new republic, this second republic? And they absolutely had a vision that they were creating something new, not just going back to some sort of status quo antebellum. Okay, slavery's gone, but the freed people would just be serfs or peasants or... No, their leadership, to a large extent, believed they were responsible now for bringing the freed people into some element of civil and political liberty, civil and political rights, possibly even to some degree of land ownership. Now, on the ground in the South, these were extraordinarily radical ideas. This meant, as somebody famously said, you know, the bottom rail is going to be on top now. You know, the former slaves yesterday, they're slaves yesterday, tomorrow they're going to be elected to office and they're going to run things. Well, that was not entirely untrue.
The last shall be first.
The last shall be first. Both sides used the Bible, of course, to justify their cause, as people have been known to do throughout history. But what you've got is this unprecedented, raw situation of terrible hatreds. That's what it was. We've heard, you know, people heard over the years about the waving of the bloody shirt. The bloody shirt was this political act. It meant using rhetoric that blamed or condemned the other side for all the death and victimization of your side. You know, you ex-Confederates are responsible for the death of my two sons. Nothing can be more visceral than that. Or you're responsible for the death of my husband. There was a political waving of the bloody shirt, but there were many kinds of bloody shirts. There was a white Southern bloody shirt that said, "You Yankees, you came here, you conquered our land, you destroyed our social system. I have two dead sons. I lost my land. You want to see my bloody shirt?" Northern whites who lost, 350 to 400,000 men, almost no family, not affected. Some women are just widows and have also lost their sons. Their sense of what's responsible and who's responsible, the Yankee bloody shirt said, "The Confederates caused this war, secession caused this war, we had to save the Union, you are responsible for the death of my kids." But there's a black bloody shirt, different kinds of black bloody shirts. There are blacks now saying, "Well, we may be free, but look how we suffered. We suffered 250 years of slavery. A whole lot of our people died in contraband camps and in the refugee process of moving out of slavery into Union lines. And now here we are, we don't know who to trust. Do we trust the federal government? Do we trust the Union armies who are occupying the South? We have a bloody shirt too, and it's a long-term bloody shirt.